When I heard the learned astronomer, when the proofs, the figures were ranged in columns before me, when I was shown the charts and diagrams to add, divide, and measure them, when I, sitting, heard the astronomer where he lectured with much applause in the lecture room, how soon, unaccountable, I became tired and sick, till rising and gliding out, I wandered off by myself in the mystical, moist night air, and from time to time looked up in perfect silence at the stars. It is no small matter, this round and delicious globe moving so exactly in its orbit forever and ever, without one jolt or the untruth of a single second. I do not think it was made in 6 days, nor in 10,000 years, nor 10 billions of years, nor planned and built one thing after another as an architect plans and builds a house. I do not think 70 years is the time of a man or a woman, nor that 70 millions of years is the time of a man or woman, nor that years will ever stop the existence of me or anyone else. Is it wonderful that I should be immortal, as everyone else is immortal? I know it is wonderful. But my eyesight is equally wonderful, and how I was conceived in my mother's womb is equally wonderful, and passed from a babe in the creeping trance of a couple of summers and winters to articulate and walk. All this is equally wonderful, and that my soul embraces you this hour, and we affect each other without ever seeing each other, and never perhaps to see each other, is every bit as wonderful. And that I can think such thoughts as these is just as wonderful. And that I can remind you, and you think them and know them to be true, is just as wonderful. And that the moon spins round the earth and on with the earth is equally wonderful, and that they balance themselves with the sun and stars is equally wonderful.